Welcome to Losive Tech, the podcast edition. I'm your host, Drew. We are joined by Nick,
that was beautiful.
Who does have the iPhone 12s, I think. I'm not sure. He's being very subtle about whether or not he has them. I can't really tell.
The most subtle I've ever been, actually.
Oh,
just
okay.
When right I thought here. He let go of the old Amex influenced Nick. Nope. He's like, hey, guys, I don't know if you noticed what I got.
I just wanted to rub it in that both Drew and Randy, as of recording this, have not received their iPhones yet.
So. This is one of those weird episodes because we're both recording probably minutes before we accept delivery. It's very possible either me or Randy could get the iPhones while we're recording this episode.
I have instructed my wife that if the delivery shows up while we're doing this right now, she's going to come in and we're going to do a live on the spot podcast unboxing.
Ooh,
and look at. I haven't seen the gold yet. Granted, I haven't.
Me neither.
I haven't actively looked for it either, but I haven't seen it. So, quite frankly,
in person?
Okay, I feel special. No, I'm just no unboxing, no anything. So
there was. I found one unboxing on YouTube, but he had like no B-roll of it. He had it in the thumbnail.
I did see the one
and he
YouTube
was like,
video.
Ah! Yeah, and then there was like no B-roll of it. And I'm like. Come on,
this
guys.
This one, we're going to put fingerprints on it in live time.
That's right. So what you think, Nick? What's the first impressions?
Okay, first impressions. I'm feeling the 12 Pro, holding both of them. 12 Pro all the way. 12 is very good. I love the boxy design. Are you okay there, Drew?
I'm just feeling a little jealousy. What's the term?
Osborne, whenever in doubt. The 12 Pro is definitely nice. The stainless steel is a fingerprint magnet of the highest order.
The highest order.
You know,
yes.
It's not the final order or the first order. It's the highest order.
Of the highest. It's like a straight up mirror.
It literally is. The silver, at least, is literally just a mirror, which isn't a bad thing because it looks so nice when it's cleaned up. But cleaning it up is quite a problem.
So what they should do is ask, do you want your fingerprints on the back or the side? Not 12 or 12 Pro, because that's ultimately the choice it comes down to.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Can't we have
good.
Aluminum frosted glass?
It is a little frustrating, though, yeah, that there isn't a phone that just has no fingerprints. Like the 12 regular doesn't get any fingerprints on the side. Like, I can touch this thing all day, and I don't feel like I'm ever going to get a single fingerprint. But the back, like, you even look at the back of this phone wrong, and you're going to have a fingerprint, which is the same as...
You just stare at it, and it's like...
It's the same as the 10.
Fingerprint,
you know,
forms.
It's the same level of looking at it, getting a fingerprint. But
right.
The 12 Pro, you can touch the back all day long, and you'll never see a fingerprint.
So it's very much like the
11 Pro. That's what I love about
Pro.
My current one.
Right?
Exactly. But you look at the side for even a millisecond, and... It's just full of fingerprints.
Mm.
Before
we'll
I took it out of the box,
different.
Actually, I didn't say this on the live stream, but before I lifted it out of the box, I hadn't even touched the phone yet, and I saw a fingerprint on the top bar here. It was like,
really?
Whoever put it in the box got a fingerprint smudge on it.
Huh.
It's like,
they have gloves.
The robot put a fingerprint on it?
I don't know. There was like it was a smudge of some sort. I mean, it looked like a fingerprint smudge, but
wow.
I mean, wow. Yeah, so... Fingerprints all around, but I don't really mind it because the silver looks so amazing.
That was Tim Cook working overtime to ensure all these iPhones went out.
Yes.
So he was packaging them himself. Just like he's going to hand deliver my iPhone here eventually.
Oh, man.
Just
I'm
right to the door.
Special delivery. I'm telling you, I'm excited to get the package, but I'm sad I'm about to get this package. Because it's not – I think, Drew, you made a video on this. If not, I'm pretty sure other people did. This whole time around, I'm very cognitive and very aware that this is – though we're getting a boxier design, this is the one you can skip. And what's making it difficult for me is how compelling the 12 is – for price and how much of the Pro and the regular series of this one are so similar, especially if you don't go Max or Mini, that what you're really paying for is frosted back, so you don't get fingerprints on a LiDAR. And
the colors are more noticeable probably than telephoto and LiDAR.
My sorrow comes from the fact that I feel like it's – I know I'm not going to hold on to this phone, so I'm going to treat it like it's – oh, hey, look at this. It's cool. Okay, goodbye. And then that's that. But what if when I pick up the Mini next and I'm like – it's not cutting it. And then I go back to the Pro. Just because...
You're worried the Mini won't be enough?
I'm worried that the... I'm all about aesthetics. And give us a 12 Pro Mini, and that would be the bestseller. That would have been the bestseller.
Even with just two lenses, telephoto and wide, I would have been
What I'm trying to say is give me the frosted back, and I would have been okay.
And stainless steel.
My goodness, imagine a product red frosted back.
Oh.
That would be
I could get into that.
Oh.
Kind of like the product red iPhone 7, if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
That was kind of a matte finish on the red, yeah. Mm. I feel like it's not physically possible. What is interesting, though, I don't know if you guys saw the teardown, but the 12 literally has like pieces of plastic in place of the telephoto and LiDAR sensor because use so many of the same parts. Like they use the same battery, they use the same chassis, and they use the same camera sensors. So where there needs to be telephoto and LiDAR on the Pro, they're just like, well, something's got to go there. I don't think they can just leave it empty because then it might not structurally be as sound or I don't know what it does to the internals. But I imagine the plastic
I heard it's noticeably lighter too. Is that true, Nick?
The 12 is a whole lot lighter. Yeah, you don't notice it.
That's partially an aluminum thing.
It's almost more of a material thing. Like the Pro fit, picking it up, it feels a lot more solid, and the just regular 12 doesn't feel hollow, but how do I describe it? It feels like you're holding a piece of metal that's literally just stainless steel. Like this thing is hefty and it's solid and it's like just all the way through, it's the same material, this heavy, stout material that's just very solid. But when you pick this up, it feels like there's two materials. It's mostly glass with like this aluminum, like it's lighter. And right. I guess there's a bias in the back of people's brains about, you know, heavier things being more premium and stuff, which this fulfills.
True.
But yeah,
that's what most of the Pro is now. I saw a lot of people commenting that on my video about what makes the iPhone 12 a Pro versus not a Pro. And a lot of people were like, it costs more. That's why. Doesn't matter if it actually has anything over it. Pro just means more expensive, even if it functionally doesn't add very much.
It costs more. That's why it's Pro.
Same exact phone.
Nick.
At $100, it's a Pro.
I have two questions for you.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'll ask them both, and then you answer whichever one you feel like first. My first question is, how's the grippiness with the boxier design, or what are your thoughts of the new design and the grip as opposed to the curved one that we've had for the last ever? And my second question is, do you notice a difference in the new display, the thing that's not glass anymore.
Ceramic shield.
Ceramic shield. Yeah, yeah. So, and if you do or if you don't, like, just also, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. The first thing I noticed picking this up was the glass and the steel. It's very... The old design, the rounded design, it fits into your hand very well. And it follows the contours of your fingers as you grasp it. And it's very comfortable. This is an old 10. But this...
I'm playing along at home.
Yeah, let's all play along at home. The 12, it feels... I got to get out the iPod Nano 5th generation. That's one of my favorite iPods that Apple ever made. And the reason why I like it so much... I had to get it out because we're doing shows here. the reason why is because the tapered edge here is so thin that when you grab it, it feels like you're grabbing just like something that's about half the thickness of the actual iPad just because it's tapered.
And only the points, wedge mechanism.
The wedge mechanism, exactly. That's a much better way
like
to describe it.
Like the MacBook Air.
Exactly, yeah. you're only feeling the bit that you're holding, not necessarily the whole thickness of the device. And I know this is right. uniform and square, but when you're holding it, all you're feeling is like the 45-degree angle that your fingers would make on the 90-degree angle, which makes it feel a lot thinner and a lot more pressure on that edge that you're holding, and it's not quite as comfortable to hold. There's a lot less surface area that my thumb is grabbing with the Pro, the 12 Pro, but I think I like it. I think I like it.
You know what I noticed?
And why do you like it more?
I don't think I like it more at the moment, but I do like it.
Tolerate it.
This is
okay.
This is the design I'm used to. Good old iPhone 10. It's just beautiful. It covers every little nook and cranny of my hand as I caress it, and it's just so beautiful and it's so supple. But
he's picking you have such a way with words.
So but this is a lot more aggressive, and it feels a little painful when I'm touching it, actually. It's just so sharp.
Before you tell me about the glass on the front or the ceramic shield, one thing I just kind of want to make note, which I'm sure I'll find out whenever it shows up here, is grabbing the old like people who are like, oh, because I missed the old 5.4 design. I'm grabbing the 5, and one thing that I am noticing, and I'll show you guys with this one, and then I'll show you guys with this one if I can get it.
I know what a 5 looks like. You can show them
the edges. Are not 90 degree. There's that slight indent.
Chamfered edge.
And holding it, I never put any thought into it. But I'm like, well, I think the grippiness there with the chamfered edge helps. and I'm curious how much different that's going to feel holding onto a 90 degree curve.
I'm very curious.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about the display or the screen, the front.
The two screens are exactly the same. Someone asked on my unboxing live stream if the bezels were any different between the two. I got out a tape measure. I can confirm they are the exact same size. The silver 12 Pro was feeling like the bezels were a little bit more narrow because there's a little bit of reflectivity on the stainless steel that makes it catch the light just a little bit better to make it look a little
better. But it ain't.
You're right. It ain't. But I honestly cannot tell a difference between the three different phones screens. I mean,
the glass feels
exactly the same. Yeah, there's no difference in the glass feeling. But I'd imagine it's, oh, I don't know, 4 times more resistant to dropping. Just a ballpark.
We won't find out.
Yeah. Oh, will we?
Because we don't do drop tests.
You might.
I won't. No.
Yeah. No, so, out of anybody, Nick will be the one who's the first one.
And
to
it'll be on accident,
this.
I promise.
It'll be a rapidly unscheduled drop test.
guys,
it's here.
Guys,
Randy's next. I'm gonna be last.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm gonna step away for a second.
Okay. Wait, this defeats the point of telling the wife to pick it up. Oh well,
he's too excited.
Okay, well, I don't know about you guys.
You're right. It's right here.
So, you guys talk a lot about how it feels. I think it's all like fashion trend, basically. I feel like
you pick your material. That's
whatever you guys are talking about right now doesn't even matter right now. Right now, guys, welcome to the live reaction unboxing.
It's not live. But
this is definitely pre-recorded, folks. There's zero live in this aspect.
I feel like when the iPhone 6 came out, because that was the new design and that was the updated look, that's what everyone was into. And now we got used to it because we've had it for 6 years. And now that we're going towards squared, that's different and unique, and we're not used to it. So we're going back, and it feels different. Another 6 years, we'll jump back.
Is my address showing? Oh, it is.
Yeah, be careful. Unbox it out of camera. If I were you, I would unbox it beneath before you get the phone out.
I just need to cut the tape real quick. Hang on a second.
Woo! He didn't come prepared.
So, Nick,
yes.
Do you think we could go to curved edges again in another 6 years?
Yes. I think we'll be flip-flopping between the two for about the next 2 decades.
That makes sense. Do you think squared off is going to...
thinner, and then they'll get a little thicker and thicker, and then they'll get thinner and thinner and thinner, and then they'll get thicker and thicker and thicker.
So now we're on the thinner trend for the next few years?
We're on the thinner and square trend. Pretty soon we'll get on the thick and square trend.
Watch out, Ben Gate 2.0.
Yeah, we're going to wait for the next Ben Gate.
Yeah, glass is glass and glass breaks. We got to test this out.
Not with the bends, usually.
It's not bending, folks. I just tried the...
I've never seen Randy so aggressive.
Ooh, Randy. All right. Everyone look at Randy.
Okay. So, interesting. It's taped.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm glad we get the gold unboxing on the podcast.
No. Ooh, that official alien one. Ooh.
Okay.
I really like the packaging for the pros.
It is so nice. It First is so nice. Except there's missing a brick.
All right. And then I'll show you guys.
Wow.
All right.
Ooh, very lovely. Nice.
All right.
I like that accent.
I'm going to see if the mic can pick up any peeling.
Oh, I felt it. I felt it in my eardrums.
I love that smell.
I just smelled it, too. Yep. All right. All right. Uh-oh. Here we go. It's really warm.
Don't drop it.
This is coming straight from Jada. Okay, I'm going to put it away so you guys can see it. And
it's true. I love that thin package.
Ooh. Oh.
Is it right on top now?
It's right on top.
Nice. I missed that. They stopped doing that for so many years.
Gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen of the show, I present to you.
Whoa. That looks like a gold brick. Nice investment.
Whoa, hang on a second. I'm sorry. I need a... Okay, one more.
Someone is going to take all gold of these sounds out of context.
There you go.
Oh.
I love the way you peel that off.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. The gold with the black.
Ooh. That, I love that combo.
The gold
black
with
and
the
gold. This is the best looking gold in a few years, I think.
Completely agree.
Pretty sharp.
Wow.
We got to see if the gold is more fingerprint resistant. That's what I was reading about.
All right.
Is it collecting pretty quickly, or?
I'll be honest with you. Here, I'm gonna show you guys. I'll show you guys first. See if I can get it.
Oh my God! It's a mirror. I can see myself.
Hi, myself. How are you?
Okay.
I look so
rich
in there.
If you guys cannot see fingerprints on this, it's because they're really not seen. They're not noticeable.
You don't see them?
I do see them, but no. It's just slightly worse than frosted back, the frosted glass.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. All right. First thing I'm feeling. I know people. The box is the box. I mean, you've seen one. You've seen a mom. I don't care about the box. This, the front
I haven't
facing,
seen one.
The front facing, without turning it on, the gold edge that you can see with the frame.
Mm-hmm. That brim. That gold brim.
With the black. I don't even want to turn on.
You don't have to.
It looks so luxurious.
Just get your B-roll and return it.
You're absolutely right. The what's interesting... Okay, hang on. Whoa. The back feels different than
really?
The 12. It does.
Really?
Huh.
I don't think the back glass is that different.
No, but I could tell you it's grippier. I'm putting
maybe just because it's new. Maybe because your pro has had lots and lots of hands over it over the year.
I'm pretty sure glass doesn't work that way. It doesn't wear
no,
down.
No, I mean, textures can change with the oils over time.
This is true. The more you touch something, the less exciting it gets.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is my first reaction for you guys. I'm looking at the... And for you guys as well. It looks exactly
Focus
like...
Focus on them.
Yeah,
I don't need to.
We don't need to see it.
We don't need to see it.
It looks exactly.
You're on my tiny iPhone right now. Oh, okay. My tiny 6.5-inch display.
This looks exactly like what you're seeing. Not for you guys. It looks more washed out. But this, looking at the finder, the display
preview.
The preview. Thank you. It is because my green looks like that right now, which is definitely a muted green, and this gold looks exactly like that. There's remnants of, okay, for comparison, 5S gold. This is my wife's old gold. It is.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Squared off and gold.
Look.
Practically the same thing. Oh, what is that? White bezel? Ooh.
Ooh.
It's
backwards
not that much
bezel.
Different. Backwards bezel.
It's got white glass on the back.
If you were a fan of this, you will be a fan of this. This feels so different. Oh, my goodness.
Would you say it is accurate to the website images?
I'm going to have to pull up the website. I don't remember.
Yeah, that'd be a good comparison. Usually they're not, from experience.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of.
Especially the blue.
This blue, oh my goodness. This
it's
blue
dark.
Looks so good. I was.
Is it darker than the website or brighter?
Okay.
Like more.
The problem is it changes in every lighting condition. And that's part of the, I think, the issue with the website. It looks pretty dark and navy. It looks a little bit more like this kind of darker blue on the website. Mm-hmm. But in person, depending on which light you have it pointed at, like if you have it pointed at a white light or a white surface, like a wall, it's very, it lightens up quite a few stops and it's pretty light blue.
Okay, so
overall though, really nice.
When you get that shot on the website where the gold is down like this, okay, not when it's stacked on the other ones, but when it's the surgical grade stainless steel, and you see that is exactly like what you see here.
Oh, good.
So
that's good.
The reflection of it.
Copyright strike.
I was going to say, this is a great episode for audio listeners.
I know, right? By the way, we should mention, we have a YouTube channel now. Yeah.
You can actually see what we're talking about. Probably a bit
shocking.
More interesting this week.
I'm just trying to find a photo of the back, but it doesn't look like in the promo. All the promo is leaning towards the blue. So, hang on.
What are the odds? Like, you had all day for this package to be delivered, and yet it was delivered like 20 minutes after we started recording the podcast. And the podcast we started late today, later than we thought. So,
guys, I'm not recording. I'm just.
Oh my gosh, Randy.
Oh my gosh, Randy.
Just kidding.
For those listeners, you don't know, that's my biggest nightmare. I wake up in a sweat some nights, just.
That's kind of why I like live streaming.
Record.
You definitely know when you're rolling.
Nick,
you know.
Nick wakes up and he goes, oh my God. Like, he'll wake up and he's like, I didn't press record. Okay, I guess I just need to go to, like, I'm about to buy it. Okay, so 11 Pro, gold.
Have you set up your 12s, Nick?
I didn't even sign in with my Apple ID until I had to download Geekbench, and then I had to sign in my Apple ID.
Oh,
so
it's brighter. Okay. The back is brighter when you're shopping. It is brighter than what it actually looks like. Now, granted, I am a little bit in a controlled lighting environment, but
looking
at it from here, it looks a little bit more muted than what the website is showing. However, the color is consistent. It just, like, imagine you take exposure and you kind of drop it a little bit. That's what you're working with here. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to wake it up and let's
do the initial startup.
Do your thing.
I'm
curious if you've done it. Have you done anything with the 12 other than just go to the home screen, or have you just kind of unboxed them and that's it?
Randy?
No, I know what Randy's. I'm watching him.
I was like, were you watching? Have you been watching this?
I know what Randy's done. I'm asking if you.
The only thing I've actually done, I downloaded Ookla speed test, and I haven't had time to run a speed test yet. And I've also downloaded Geekbench 5, which I did have time to run a Geekbench at the beginning of the show. I just hit start.
Gotcha.
And I can confirm the 12 Pro has 6 gigabytes of RAM, and 12 has 4 gigabytes of RAM. Can confirm.
Gotcha.
100% confirmed. So if you want,
have you tried any HDR recording?
I haven't even opened the camera app yet. So let's do that.
I'm wondering if that's a mode.
Open the camera.
Or if that's a just on by default.
All right, let's see here. Video. HD.
This episode is Drew watches his friends enjoy their iPhones.
Oh, I forgot we're recording. I'm over here. I'm in my own world. You get it, Drew. Quick start.
You get it, Drew.
You can manually set the exposure in the camera app now while you're doing a video recording. That's pretty nice.
Could you not do that before? I thought you could.
Possibly you can. I don't know. I haven't. I haven't seen.
Because I heard this HDR they put in the video mode is like proprietary.
It's the Dolby, whatever it is. I don't see like an HDR. Maybe it's in the settings somewhere. I don't know. This isn't.
It could be
looking like anything special to me.
Are the bezels noticeably thinner than your 11 Pro?
That'd be a question for Randy.
No, I mean yes. Either of you.
I don't remember my 11. I sold it in.
It's the same thickness as your 10.
It is very noticeable.
Oh, okay.
The bezels are way thinner.
Nice.
On the 12.
That's cool. In other news, I finally got my iCloud storage usage under 200 gigs. So, it's official.
Bravo. Have you downsized?
Pretty much. We're ready. We're ready to make the cancel. I haven't made the official. Okay. Like I haven't tapped the button, but it's definitely happening now. We're like several gigs below 200 now, and that was partially in thanks to Google Photos.
Just read the warranty. It says I don't own the software, so I can't complain about any.
You read the entire terms of service and the legal thing. Wow.
You should read it.
Was that at 120 hertz?
You just right.
120 hertz. What's that? Must be an iPhone 15 thing.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Doesn't sound like gold.
Now Randy can finally experience LiDAR in all its true beauty.
This is true. This will be the first.
Randy's never had LiDAR.
Never. Restore from iCloud backup. Okay, sure. Today at 1:48. That's the last time I did a back. Oh, whoa, okay. iPad? No, not iPad. Oh, I can't restore because I'm running the beta of 14.2.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons.
You need a fresh clean slate.
That's okay. I'm okay with doing a clean slate.
I'm used to doing.
Well,
that,
I really don't know how HDR video works. Because
is it just on by default?
I went in the settings and I flipped the switch and I just took an HDR video and I am noticing that I'm able to edit it just like I would a picture. And that's kind of cool. But
that's an iOS.
I'm also pretty sure you could also used to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's not new.
So I don't know really what this did. So hopefully.
Maybe it just naturally does it.
Maybe.
Because I haven't looked that up. There's probably all the answers online by the time this is published.
If you're like a cinematographer who wants Dolby Atmos or Dolby whatever 4K HDR, don't get an iPhone.
Welcome to iPhone.
To record.
Yeah. That's true.
Get something more professional.
It crashed?
Yeah, it took me to the home screen and then it just... But now it opened back up.
Wow.
Not a good start, Apple.
A 14 chip exposed.
Oh, wow. Now I just lost my audio. Oh,
see this AirPod switching thing. All right, I'm gonna while Randy's fixing that. These AirPods are now all automatically switching between all my devices, and it's like, no, I don't want this. And so, thankfully, Drew did show me how you can turn that off, so I've turned it off. But before, I was like, I don't trust Siri suggestions to give me the apps that I want when I want them. Why on earth would I be
turning you down? I'm
wanting
sure
to trust
be a delay or an echo.
Oh yeah,
you okay there, Randy?
I can't hear you. I turned you down.
We're probably coming out of his iPad speaker, so he's muting them for the time being. But yeah,
Randy,
my
AirPods are not even showing up.
The automatic switching is not Great. It's worked fine for me, I'll say.
AirPods Pro doesn't even show up on the...
It's kind of magical when it works, but when it doesn't work, it's like really frustrating.
Interesting.
Sort of like AirDrop. Or any feature, really.
Exactly. With any feature, you're right. Yeah.
Well, at this point, I guess I could take it out because it's not even showing up. It doesn't even recognize it in the connected devices, so let's see.
Huh. Good luck, Randy. I know he can't hear us, but
I can hear you.
See, before the show, I was so uncertain about enough. I was so uncertain about my AirPods crapping out that I got the backup ready here. So, Randy, I'm gonna just pass this to you because we're all actually recording in the same room.
Do you still have? Are those Lightning headphones or headphones?
No, actually, they're not. They are old iPod headphones, which are the old, old before EarPods. They're the old
lost connection. Look at this. It lost connection. And now I have to repair it all together.
Wow.
Repair it. Wow.
Let's switch to backup here.
AirPod. This is the complication of the wireless world, figuring out which... You know what I always wanted AirPods to be when they first came out? Was that they would basically connect to multiple devices at the same time. And if the iPad was outputting audio, it would go through your AirPods. If your iPhone was outputting audio, it would go through your AirPods. You could just have multiple devices
all outputting. It sounds very nice, but unfortunately, it's one at a time. Most UFO-like charger ever in existence.
Yeah.
And yes.
You said you were underwhelmed with the firmness of it?
I was.
On the 12?
So, for the record, everyone, you can do this. All those YouTubers, there's... Again, sorry for you audio listeners, but you can suspend your phone just by holding the cable of the MagSafe charger.
It holds the weight of the entire phone.
It holds the weight well, and it's pretty good for bouncing. I mean... I did a whole live stream and I was actually like jerking it around with a lightning cable. And I felt pretty confident jerking the phone around with a lightning cable. I don't feel quite as confident because all you have to do is just apply the slightest pressure in the in the separation direction, and the whole thing just goes. And it's that level of and I know why they did it. If they made it any more difficult to take off, then you wouldn't be able to take it off easy. But
they got to find that delicate balance of easy to pull off, but also firm enough.
It says the AirPods Pro is connected to the iPad, but it's not.
Are you still having problems?
Oh, jeez!
Yikes! That's painful.
Randy's in AirPod hell right now.
It says it's connected, but it's not.
We should give him a glass of water. You want iTunes? A copy of iTunes, Randy?
Oh, he hung up.
Oh wow, Randy just left the chat, folks.
What does that even mean?
Oh, I can hear him.
Oh, he's. What? Now it says waiting. I've never seen group FaceTime do this before.
Don't use the betas, people.
Yeah, especially the people who are recording the show, Randy.
Well, I'm on the beta.
Beta's not on the iPad. The beta is just on this phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess so use the betas, people, because I'm on the beta, and it's working fine. But the public release is more bumpy sometimes. I wonder if that's how full self-driving is right now, but we'll save that for a different show.
That. There's so much news.
Yeah. Well, I'm very curious long-term. You're still doing 2 terabytes of iCloud, right, Nick?
So, actually, I do have a small update. Thanks to your inspiration, Drew. I was at, and Randy's too. I mean, Randy's the one who started us. I'm the one who started us getting rid of Apple Music. Randy's the one getting us all down to 200 gigabytes. You'll find
on 200 gigs.
Yeah, he's on 200. So that's, he has it downgraded from what
I
know.
I'm getting there one day. I was at 2 terabytes, and iCloud doesn't tell you exactly how many gigabytes after your 2 terabytes. It just says 2 terabytes of 2 terabytes used. And so there's always 24 gigs that I was working with to be able to use iCloud. And so I went ahead and a couple nights ago, I purged lots of things out of my files app.
Oh, wow.
I deleted over 750 gigabytes worth of files. So,
wow.
Thank you. Also, if YouTube ever crashes and burns, mostly videos from these podcasts was a large portion of it.
Oh, you keep all them?
I did have archives of all of all of our individuals and the final cuts. I've since deleted all of the archive backups of these shows except for the audio file. So I do have an audio file for each show, but I no longer have the entire video backup. So if YouTube crashes and burns, you won't be able to see this video anymore.
We'll have lots of problems if YouTube crashes and burns.
This is very true.
But I guess that's just one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got rid of about 750 gigs worth of iCloud files.
So that bought you some time.
I was working on some videos the other night too. My photos, I'm not comfortable uploading my photos to Google Photos, not because I have anything to hide or anything. I mean, they're just pictures of me and my family over the years, but like there's something about Google is literally advertising that they're using your photos as like data for their AI stuff. And okay, maybe Apple does that too. I don't know. Maybe they say they don't, but maybe they do.
They also said what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. And then the next week, so we're sorry about the Siri recording. We'll change that because we were caught, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, so but, I'm not super comfortable moving my photos off iCloud yet. And my photos library is about 600 gigabytes, so I went through and deleted quite a few videos that I didn't need anymore. And that cleared out a few gigs, but anyway.
Okay.
So I'm about at 1.2 terabytes right now is where my iCloud storage
is. So do you plan on paying for iCloud storage for life, basically?
I guess so. Like between iCloud storage and YouTube Music, those are the two things that I plan on keeping for a long time. Not YouTube Music, but YouTube Premium, YouTube Music type thing.
Right.
This is a test. I am recording on both phones for 60 just to see. Hi, Nick. Hi, Drew.
He's still doing his test.
Hello, people.
Are your headphones working, Randy? I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. You got it. We were just kind of stalling.
In the podcast.
Yeah.
that was my
plan B discussion.
I've been listening to you guys this whole time about...
Okay.
So enough about Nick's iCloud storage. Randy, how's that gold?
Do you notice a difference in video?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to cut
good.
It. So I made a 30-second video. I'm going to send them both to you, and we'll all see...
Silence whatever pinged on whoever's end. I don't
that
know
was,
who.
That was the 12 Pro...
Oh, okay.
I understand. You see, you know how like when you save a photo and if it's a live photo and you swipe, it's not HDR and then it becomes HDR?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exact same thing happens here. I am first sending the iPhone 12 Pro and you'll see. And then, because I noticed it even on the 11 Pro, how it changed, so it'll be the same. So you guys should have no issues seeing it. And I'm sending now the iPhone 11 Pro, the exact same thing. And it's a very literal night and day. Now everything just looks enhanced. It's not. It doesn't look muted or flat on the 11 Pro. Everything just looks like somebody went in and edit the photo or edit the video instead of you adding the color grade to it. So, I absolutely love this video format immediately.
So, the second video you sent is the 11?
The second one I sent is the 11. The first one I sent was
Gotcha. Okay, I do notice it. It's much brighter. There's much more light that I can notice on the first video, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't expect it to be that noticeable.
That's interesting. Night and day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say I still can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference between frame rates sometimes, so maybe this is
But I'm just looking on my iMac Pro, and I can see it.
That's a good idea.
The Messages app. Not that this has, you know, this isn't even an OLED display, but I can just tell from the brightness level.
It is so noticeable on the 11 or the 12 Pro. I have to see if it's noticeable on the Mac, which I'm sure. Oh, wow. Okay.
For me, it was.
This is a test. I'm recording on both.
It's not like everyone with the 11 Pro needs to upgrade noticeable, but
this is something I can
see the difference.
You can add this
yourself. Which one was which? Was the first one?
The first one's the 12. The second one's the 11.
Okay, I can see the difference there. So for those audio listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, the the 12's video footage, the whites are a little bit more pure white, and the whites on the 11 are a little bit more yellow.
I am going
the video as a whole is brighter.
Yeah.
But it's not overexposed.
I'm going to edit the two clips, and I will put them together in a single video, and I'll put it on the podcast handle on Twitter so everyone can see.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Twitter is
Tweeters.
Very good at compressing high-quality footage.
That is true. When I first got the MagSafe charger, I was trying to show
MagSafe,
how...
next test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go fishing.
Go get... Yeah. When I first got the MagSafe charger, I posted a little Twitter video of the 10 not being able to charge from it. And everyone on Twitter was like, I can't see it, the Twitter compression. I'm like, I don't know. Twitter's weird sometimes.
Twitter's like, hey, look, a video. Allow me to completely destroy.
Okay, worst case scenario, I'll put it on the podcast. Like, I'll put it as an unlisted video on the podcast channel or something.
There you go. That'd be probably smarter, actually. Okay. I would recommend that.
Oh,
just
wow.
A link on Twitter.
Or maybe I can, if I remember to edit this, I can, you know, add that video in
the
video.
That could work. But yeah, I can see it. It's interesting that it's that noticeable. I wasn't expecting it to be. HDR has never been super
noticeable,
in my opinion. No, it's good. Yeah.
First thing I noticed, it's getting really hot.
Yeah.
It's a new phone.
That makes sense. 5G in action.
I haven't even put my SIM in to see if that's the case for T-Mobile. Let's see.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. But it's getting
really
hot.
Sam posted his video today, and that's what I was tweeting about. He was actually getting faster speeds with 4G than 5G.
I saw that on his
at least in his first test. I'm sure it varies a lot depending on your location. I'm just saying, doesn't that feel a little backwards?
Absolutely.
There are at least, in my opinion, if it's really next generation and monumentally better than 4G, that means wherever there's 5G, it's faster than wherever there's, you know, the 4G in that area. But the fact that there are certain areas where 4G is faster just completely disregards the entire point, in my opinion. Like, I don't care if it's 5G and worse. Then it's just a different number that results in worse performance. Like,
then,
I don't.
Then it's just terrible.
Yeah, that's a literal downgrade. I don't care.
The icon is ugly.
Long term, it'll support more. I don't care if it's worse now. It's worse. That's it's objectively worse. At least with his speed test where he was, it was like LTE was like twice as fast.
All right.
It was like, bruh, come on. Drives me nuts.
I'm on T-Mobile LTE, unless I have to turn on 5G, which I feel like is very un-Apple.
Or it's possible there's no 5G in your area, because the focus with 5G is definitely not coverage. I know that.
This is true.
That's why they're advertising you download things all the time, because they know you're going somewhere without coverage.
So I'm not seeing an option to turn off or on 5G here. I just put my Verizon SIM into the Pro.
We're going to have 3 5G iPhones on this podcast and no one can actually use it. We're all going to be living in places without 5G.
I hate 5G.
I will not be shocked at all.
Well, it's saying 5G auto for me for voice and data, so if I put it on, let's see if that changes anything.
It shouldn't. 5G auto means that you've switched to 5G if it's available or better.
What settings tree are you in, Randy? How did you find the 5G auto option?
Go to cellular.
Okay.
Go to cellular data app options.
I just got a text from Verizon. I'm going to read it to you because is fun. We noticed you switched the SIM card in your 5G device. To get access to the full benefits of 5G, please use the pre-installed 5G SIM card that came with your device. If you're unable to locate the original 5G SIM card or you did not receive one, go to verizon.com/support/contact-us to ask us upgrade your plan. I did buy it unlocked. I just popped my old SIM in it. It wants me to upgrade my plan to 5G, and I'm not going to be doing that. So actually, let me get my Ryan Reynolds
you don't have
SIM
They don't include 5G with your unlimited plan?
No, that's only T-Mobile.
No. For Verizon, you have to upgrade. It's so stupid.
It's only T-Mobile.
Hold on, let me find my Ryan Reynolds SIM.
That is, I'm not even exaggerating, it's a scam. It's literally a scam. I mean it. Like, saying...
I mean it.
I know how sometimes we're like, pro stand $1,000, that's a scam. Like, okay, that's one thing. But when you advertise it, you know, with all the...
this is
with all the ads saying millimeter wave, gigabit speeds, and you say you got to switch to Verizon and you got to update your plan to get access to that, and you literally are in an area, because, you know, millimeter wave is a few square meters of the country, and they say, switch now, and then watching Sam's video, who was on Verizon, showing that 4G was faster, as in he actually got better speeds when he manually turned off 5G.
I am going to do a speaker test now. That's all together, so for all of us. This is my biggest.
Sorry, I was looking for my Mint Mobile SIM. I know they have 5G. 5G.
Here we go.
This is a test I'm recording on both phones, 4K.
Oh my god. I cannot tell. Listening on my AirPods.
All right.
I don't think they changed the speakers, for the record. They didn't talk about that.
Well, now I know.
Now you know. I do actually have a 5G phone right here. It's just not an iPhone.
What? No. Didn't you hear Verizon? The 5G started with the iPhone. Everything that came before the
real.
iPhone wasn't actually
of
5G.
Of course. That
Let's
was
see
fake.
If I can get the end. I'll put it on the MagSafe and see what that looks like.
Oh, my God. Open it. I wonder if Tim Cook is as annoyed as I am, and he just realized, like, okay, we got to go all out with 5G this year so that we can stop talking about it next year and just be done with it, which I am glad about. You know, millimeter wave on all four versions. That way there's no better 5G the cheaper iPhones can upgrade to next year. Let's just get all the 5G over with, and then next year it won't even have to be brought up. We don't even talk about it.
That will be nice.
Now the most important test out of all of it is the...
drop test.
Night mode LiDAR. Night mode portrait.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
Yep.
Wait till night. He's going to do night mode in his clearly lit... I don't know how he's going to do that, but okay.
Joke's on you. Everything is in night mode right now. The whole sun is in night mode. All right.
What?
Yep. Wow.
I don't get it.
Well, if you want to ever land a probe on the sun, you just have to wait for nighttime.
I guess so. That's how it works, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting is I did notice the aperture being 1.6, and I was doing the video. There is definitely a better natural bokeh when it focuses on objects closer. So
that's cool.
It's an f1.2, right, for the wide angle?
1.6.
1.6, okay.
Before it was 1.8, so it's a little bit of a drop.
Telephoto's the exact same in all its terrible glory when you punch into 10x.
Did you notice it? Can you notice a difference, Nick, if you open the cameras on both and zoom in? Is it, like, significantly better on the Pro, or is it, like...
I think...
Eh.
So, the thing is, I had an iPhone 10 before, so my comparisons aren't the best.
Yeah, I think wide angle kind of fixes the soft blur at the edges a bit, but the problem is it's still very grainy in the same way it was last time. I think the only real change that naturally we would all expect is the, the main wide.
I was holding This is how similar the phones are. I was holding the 12, and I was opening the camera app, and I was trying to punch into 2x, and I'm like, why is it only going out to 1.5x? How do I get it to go to... Oh. Oh,
wrong
yeah.
12.
Wrong 12. Need to try
wrong
this
wrong color.
One. There we
right,
go.
About right.
The front? What's the difference about the front camera? Whoa! HDR is... Whoa!
Front camera supports...
I got so bright. I just turned it on and just looked at me, and it just... Yeah, okay, hang on. Let's see. Does HDR...
Front camera has night mode and HDR recording now,
does
I guess.
Does it do the same thing in HD, or does that have to be 4K to do the Dolby Atmos thing?
I think it does it on all, I believe. I could be wrong. I thought they said up to 4K at 60.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is your boy Nick talking about the iPhone 12 being launched today.
Right,
which one of these cameras is using to work?
However, I will say that it actually looks significantly terrible with there being Wait.
Significantly terrible.
Yeah.
Not minorly terrible, just significantly.
I'm sending it to you guys so you can see. This is why you need proper lighting still, because you can see the grainy. Because the filter that it's doing is still taking effect, but it just now looks like you're trying to brighten a dark room. And it's very noticeable to me. It doesn't look good.
Looks about how I would expect a front-facing camera to look, but...
Yeah, Randy. Next year, iPhone 13, give us the best front-facing camera in a phone.
That's next. I don't know what else they can do other than just more crispy, but
you're gonna ask
that would
question.
Be difficult. I was going to ask you a cybersecurity question.
Okay.
Ooh. As it relates to... this morning, I decided, you know what? I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling polite. Huh. And because of me downgrading iCloud storage, that's very much in thanks to Google Photos, which allows me to save a bunch of storage for free, unlimited backup. And everyone, lots of people got after me about that because Google Photos has significantly worse security than iCloud.
Yes.
And I want to know what security concerns I should have moving everything towards Google Photos. Like, is Apple secure and no other cloud services are? Or is it just Google that's bad and everyone else is secure?
That's not true.
I figured it wasn't.
Yeah. Security concerns. Google's more prone to having an attack done on them. Because they don't take the same extra measures of protecting your identity or where your information is coming from. So if somebody wants to do an attack, any type of cyber attack on you or on ultimately it's on the servers. When that happens, you're just more prone to be exposed and have information leak that can, you know, it could be as small as photos or something more vital that can have like metadata that's involved in it or anything on the photos that would have like personal identification information, also known as PII. PII is, everyone, that's like a social security number, a date of birth, an address, things like that. So Apple does more on the local device than the I think the servers. I could tell you like the way you do security on the server end, it's not universal. Like it's a one blanket catch all type of a thing, but it's they're not going to be doing anything that's different than what Google or Microsoft or Amazon would do with their servers, especially since AWS which is Amazon. Amazon Web Cloud,
right?
Or web services.
Web services. Yeah.
That's the biggest. They are the ones that are providing the internet, most of the internet to the country for the United States and very big in the world. The servers themselves will have the same security all across, but what Apple really wanted to focus on was things that are stored on your local device can't trace back to you, and. They definitely have higher encryption in the sense that they did not build themselves a master key, to whereas like Google does have a master key. And actually, I think everybody else has a master key just for admin security purposes and stuff. If you want to have if you need to have something open into, then ultimately it goes back to the owner of the server. So security concerns with you using Google Photos. It's just I don't know. I don't know who these people are. Why are you talking outside my house? Shut up.
I don't want to. Randy has personal security issues.
I have personal. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so
my question is: Are photos truly secure and private on iCloud?
Okay, well, hold on. Nothing's ever truly secure and private. You can write a treasure map, to, you know, your secret stash of whatever you're trying to hide. Bury it in a box, throw it out in the ocean, you know, do anything you want. Burning it's probably pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, nothing is actually fully secure. You're never actually going to get 100% security. So I fully understand. There have been iCloud hacks before. There have been
more. Yeah, that was in 2013.
Still.
Hang on there, Nicholas.
The cybersecurity guy is going to give me a lesson here. Are you going to learn me something, Randy?
Learn you something? I'm going to learn you.
I want to learn because I think we have an industry expert on. So I want to, you know, make sure I'm talking to the right people.
So I will tell you that they are as secure as they can be. They did not cut any corners when it comes to their security. And Google, mm-hmm. not that they're cutting corners, but I don't – and this is where I'll tell you what I don't know, but what other people have said, and I just kind of take it as what we saw unfold. I don't know what algorithms they have in place that when they're scanning everybody's information – because one thing that is true even on Apple side is nothing's ever deleted. They will have a record forever for everything. It's just a matter of tying it back to you or not. That's the part that's that Apple has really focused on, saying like it can't link back to you. Whether that's true or not, you know, no news is good news in my opinion, because that's now it's speaking for itself. It only becomes a problem when something bad happens. To where like Google, weren't they doing, or maybe it was Samsung, but like if they point at an object and you get an ad for it, like you can buy mm-hmm. it or something, that means there's some software in there that is directly involved with advertising, which means Google's not the only person looking at your photos. Whether they care or not about what the photo is, they're not the only eyes on it. And but it could be a situation where you're getting an ad and the advertisement agency doesn't know who you are. I just, at that point, I don't trust it. And my preference is that, like, you already opened the door to let somebody else see my stuff based off of me agreeing to these terms of services and stuff like that. Whether you mm-hmm. can link it to me or not, and somebody else has now seen what I look like or what my photos are. And mm-hmm. I will say, it does not matter. This is for everybody listening or watching this. It does not matter who you are. It doesn't matter how open or boring your life is. Everybody has something to not want to share to the world, anybody can take the defense. It's like, well, if it's out there, then it's out there. But if you're not willing to disclose right now, like go on Twitter and post your social security number, or if you're not willing to go out there and show what your bank account actual amount is, or your anything to that effect, even if you have two-factor authentication, if you're not willing to show all that stuff, you have something to hide, which is fine. It's not a bad thing. You have a right to privacy.
No.
Everybody has a right to privacy. The problem that I personally take is with every screenshot that you take or you share, or in how you manage your notes and everything like that, I care very deeply about how that information is passed on. And you can no longer confirm or have the confidence that your information is secured when it's being shared with other advertisement agencies, if that's actually the case of what's going on. And the problem is they're not really opening up that information to let us know what's happening with it, too, whereas Apple avoided it altogether. They say that somebody manually is listening to Siri dictations for voice improvements and recognition, so they know there's a record of that. Okay, fine. So at least you kind of – at least up front you know what's going on. I see Apple being the most transparent in regards to what they're doing with the information, but they're not 100% transparent either. We don't know what happens.
Well, I mean, they came forward with that after they were caught.
Exactly.
So they were not disclosing it originally. So that makes me wonder, you know, exactly how much is not disclosed internally.
You will always have a level of exposure of risk that happens with anything that comes with you using a service that is not end-to-end encrypted. And they say the iCloud cloud base as a whole, not just photos, is end-to-end encrypted, the same way iMessage is encrypted, fully encrypted. And if that is the case, then that is your most secure option that you would have out of all of them. Doesn't mean they can't be hacked. Mm-hmm. or they can't be broken into, it's just going to be harder. And end-to-end, end-to-end encryption is the most important thing to look out for. And I don't think Google has end-to-end encryption when it comes to your immediate question about photos. I think iCloud and photos that go to iCloud is part of that service because it's all in-house, is end-to-end encrypted, so it is more secure. Doesn't mean it's not foolproof. It's just you have a better security with that. But at the same time, I also I've ever since the 2013 iCloud hack that happened and celebrities' photos leaked and all that stuff, it goes to show that like it's never like, all right, this is the standard and this is where we're at. Every single day, you're playing chess. You're playing chess and playing chess, and you're doing it. It's it's good today, and it won't be good tomorrow. There's always updates and security that's being changed because it's a whole behind it. That's how every terrorist attack now is virtually happening, is virtual. So, no, we're about to get disconnected because I'm getting a call in. How did I know that was going to happen? Hang on.
Who is calling you? You're just
what about iOS 14? The little drop down thing. So here's my concern as to why, because a lot of people were telling me, bad idea, don't do it, stay on iCloud.
At the end of the day, though, Drew, when you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And that's what I have. That's the problem I have with Google Photos. I'm like,
But there's so many free services we all use. I mean,
yeah.
We use Twitter. Listen, we use YouTube. We're using podcast services. Like, we're all doing this constantly.
But I'm not putting all of 43,000 of my photos that go back to before I was born.
No, that's fine.
Those services, you know.
No, I get that. I'm not saying you all have to switch. I'm going for my logic.
I was legit looking at switching when I was like, how do I get rid of this 600 gigabytes of photos?
No, I would never recommend or tell people this is what they should do. This is how you should. You can do whatever you want. I'm fine with.
Unless you're my reasoning, you need to use
iPhone. The safest way you can have it is to get everything off any service and have it locally stored. That is the safest.
For me, it hasn't been. Not because of attack, but because of how inconsistent local file storage has been.
I'm talking about security.
Yeah. From a security standpoint, sure, locally stored is the best. But I have had, over the years, several hard drives fail on me. I've had family members that have either forgotten passwords or they have had, again, files corrupted. And because of where I live, there have been fires. There have been photo albums that were lost in moving. There have been, you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, because part of this whole transition away from iCloud storage was because we're trying to be very conscious about our finances and how much money we're spending per month. And what I was realizing was gonna become a perpetual problem was I'm going to use more than 2 terabytes in my lifetime. You know, I've been taking high resolution photos and videos for less than 10 years. I mean, there's some photos I have from before that, but they're not big, you know, they're tiny. But for the past 8 to 10 years, even if we just cap it at 8 megapixels 1080p, which iCloud doesn't, I believe it stores it at the full 4K at 60. So it was going to run out quickly. And I plan on, I know maybe this is poor planning on my part, but I plan on living for another few decades.
I don't know. Have you seen 2020? I'm pretty sure 2021 maybe, is going to be even better.
Maybe I won't, but in that case, who cares about if it's encrypted or not? So if we're going to live for another 50 years, I am basically handing Apple all of my childhood, my memories, and saying, keep holding this for $10 a month, and when I run out, now what? I'm either going to wait for them to upgrade their iCloud storage options and charge more, and then I'm going to have to increase what I'm paying monthly, or I'm going to have to store stuff locally, which, again, I've had terrible experiences with. You know, there's videos that I uploaded in 2008 onto YouTube that are still there, and I can't confidently say the first hard drive I ever bought is still working to this day. And that wasn't as old as
because
the first
that
YouTube
2008
video.
YouTube video has been bouncing around on a bunch of different Google servers throughout the years as they have redundant copies. I don't know how many copies YouTube has.
I'm sure there are. I'm sure.
Those RAID storage arrays, they have a hot backup and a couple cold backups. So
I'm sure they do. So there's plenty of backups, and
there's probably like eight copies of your 2008 video that are floating around on YouTube servers somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I had to come to terms with, and I think at least the three of us on the podcast have to come to terms with, is that we all get paid by Google. And that doesn't influence our opinion, but it does mean Google has access to a lot more information on us than the average viewer.
This is true.
They know your social. They know your address. They know your banking info. And frankly, like, when it comes to security these days, it's really not a matter of you're secure or you're not. It's a matter of how much are you willing to give up for convenience. Like, are you willing to, you know, because you give away certain information to different social media apps you use. A lot of people forget Facebook owns Instagram. Lots of people use that. And
Facebook tries to remind you every single time you open Instagram.
Right. And
Instagram. Buy Facebook.
Buy Facebook. And whether you use Google Photos or not, I'm pretty sure if most people listening or everyone watching this uses YouTube, which is, again, another Google service that has info on you that is collecting based on your watch history. So you, because we like YouTube, decide, well, okay, they can see what I like. They can see what I watch. They can have that data on me. So it's just a matter of how much you're willing to give up, and I guess for me, I was like, I would rather have unlimited storage that's less secure than I would pay for limited storage continuously. But it's an interesting debate because there's pros and cons to both. There's losses to giving up that type of security, but I also think the financial losses are astronomical to just keep paying for iCloud nonstop, because
this is true.
You just kind of agree that Apple now holds your memories and you have to pay them for it, whereas Google holds your memories, but they might share those memories with others. So it's tough.
Tough. For me personally, I mean, I want to minimize. I have 600 and something gigs of iCloud photos right now. I would like to get it down to the 300 range just by going through and deleting, you know, either exact duplicates or old videos or, you know, screenshots and stuff that I don't need anymore. And I think after that, I'm going to long-term, I mean, I'd rather choose local storage over cloud-based storage. What I like about cloud-based storage is its convenience. I take a picture on my iPad, it's on my iPhone within 10 minutes. If I take a picture on my iPhone, it's on my Mac within 15 minutes. You know, it's all very flowing. But for those long-term archival type things, you're right. It is kind of a scary thought to think I'm going to be paying Apple $10 a month, $120 a year for the next 50 years. That's
and it could go up too.
And it could go up. And yeah, it's only going to continue to accumulate, right? It's only going to snowball. Hopefully the cost of storage will also decrease at the same time. So in 50 years,
that would be nice.
Maybe Apple's base iCloud storage would be 50 gigabytes in 50 years, you know?
I hope so. But we're going to try to restart the call here because Randy's unable to connect.
In Drew's household or in his hands.
Not yet.
Hopefully soon.
But like, Randy, what's your plan long term? Like, you only have 200 gigs of iCloud, right? Like, what do you do long term with all your photos and videos? Do you store them locally or?
I have external hard drives that are SSDs, and I am in the process of going through every photo I've ever had leading up to maybe like 2010 or something like that.
Wow. And, sorry about that.
How did you lose it?
Well, it was pre-iPhone, and anything that was saved was deleted off of computers, or the computers are gone. And
so they were on the computers themselves, not a cloud?
There was no cloud back then.
Oh, okay.
Back
true.
In the day.
Yeah.
When did the cloud precipitate?
I think around 2010, I think, if I remember correctly. Given my life I had at the time and everything kind of like leading up to, everything is gone. I have very, very, very few documented things. I almost like don't exist pre-2010, which is sad. I try to find anything that's a photo is an old school photo from when I was a baby that my mom or my dad or my grandparents would have taken a photo of, and so they have them. And even then, when one of my grandmas, when she passed, she had a storage unit, and photos that were in there, that like the storage unit is gone, which means all that's gone too. So I have very little record of anything. I am in the process, and it's an ongoing thing. I've been sifting through my photos as a whole, and I've removed every video for the most part, with the exception of some like reoccurring videos, like edited on iPad Pro or whatever like that. I have removed them. I've taken them off of the Photos app and put them onto my external SSD, and that is where everything's at right now. My whole catalog of any like professional films I've done, to YouTube videos, to like little skits and stuff like that, that's all there. And that was eating up most of my memory. And I have a lot of duplicates too of photos that I need to delete. And I've noticed.
I wish there was like a deduplicate button in Photos. Use some ML, take an overnight or whatever, look at every single picture and see if there are any exact matches.
Or the photographer in me doesn't just take one photo. I have to take most of them and sift it. And the problem
and
is
even like close enough photos. Like find the best out of like a series of like.
I do that. And the problem is I don't get rid of them afterwards. And so I've created about 7 years of that, and I got to fix it now. So I need to go through and get rid of all that stuff. My long term is once I've created my final photo album, so to say, of getting rid of duplicates and leading up to where I'm at right now, excluding like screenshots or memes that I've saved or whatever like that. I will move them and I will create a final external SSD, and knowing how the photos are now and the file sizes are pretty small, and seeing how quickly the SSDs have grown in size and cheap cost for it. Go away, Kika. Why don't she's my dog's interrupting the show.
She is the princess of the show.
Go. I'm recording. Go.
She's the guest. Yeah.
I think I have backups and stuff like that, but the problem is I'm so jaded about what happened pre-2010. At this point, I don't feel like I'm going to lose all that much if I lose my stuff right now, because I'm too cynical now. So everyone who has a photo of me, like say like my wife or my brother or my friends, and they have it on Instagram or Facebook, well then that's where they live. And knowing Facebook and their servers, for example, that stuff will stay there forever. So I'm not too worried about, you know, losing archives of things like that. My grand master plan is just downsizing, and I'm well under 100 gigs of of photos, and that's with all my duplicates. And if I clear out my duplicates, and back then too, when I would restore from an iCloud backup and with a new phone, it used to bring the photos with me, so it would duplicate again.
Yep.
So once I clear all that out, I wouldn't be surprised if I only have like 50 gigs or something to that effect of photos, because photos is eating up the most media on the iCloud. I don't have an issue. One thing I heard you say before we cut out was, you know, giving Apple all your money for your childhood and stuff like that. I don't have an issue of paying the $3 a month, and it just kind of and I treat iCloud as my backup, and what I actually have with my hard drives here and stuff like that, that's the actual storage that I have. See these tiny little things. This is a
I remember
4 terabyte. Oh, this is 2 terabyte.
I held it briefly when I visited you.
Things tiny. So
yeah.
That's my real backup. And then I have a backup of that backup too, as a precautionary. And if all three of them go, like I lose iCloud, that SSD and the other one, if I lose that, then something worse in the world is happening. And at that point, that's the least of my worries and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I will post things. So I'm not so ghost that I'm not going to put anything on social media, knowing that it's part of our life. I will keep things on Instagram.
Sure.
To the point where I have a curated photo album of sorts that I want to go back and look at, so to say. But I don't think the idea of losing all of it, if that happens, there's a bigger problem that's happening, and I just use backups and stuff like that. So for me, my big master plan is using external hard drives, and I'm far from filling up even iCloud right now, that it's not even on my radar. That's a problem.
Gotcha.
That's a question for like 5 years from now, Randy, when we are filming in 8K and I need to go up.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't thinking about it much until this year, once I was like, you know, it'd be one thing if iCloud was unlimited. It might be a different discussion, but knowing that it's not, and knowing that there's a cap on it, and I was like, okay, if I don't do this now, it's just going to become a bigger and bigger problem, having to sort through and everything. And I think that's a really common problem. Like, I'm hearing Nick say it and Randy say it and my wife have said it. Like, I think everybody just has this giant collection of photos. And there's some good stuff in there and a bunch of who cares stuff. I don't need this.
And it's kind of part of the problem is, like, sorting through all that. Like,
yeah. Because you always have it in the back of your mind. Oh, I got to go through that. But then we never do it.
Like, years will go by. You don't want to just like nuke all of 2013.
No.
Because then you're like, well.
Most don't. No.
Exactly.
So I guess sort of like how Randy was saying with social media, like that's kind of his archive in a way, of like people's old posts of him that are, you know, public and out there. In a way, that's almost how I view Google Photos, because there's like a ton of videos and pictures. Hate to break it to you guys, I don't have revealing photos of me in my Google Photos library.
Man,
so
I'd already hacked into that. I've been looking through it all weekend.
I hate to disappoint. If anyone cracks the code somehow, you're going to find a lot of memes, and you're going to find a lot of video clips from old movies I made that are not
people who break into
personal.
You, that's not what they're looking for. I promise you.
I know. All I'm saying is, whatever you're looking for, I don't think you're going to find it. It's going to be very boring.
These are not the photos you're looking for.
In other words, it's almost like one of those, something I used to do.
When they
right.
do that, they're looking for a trail. They're looking for a pattern, and what they're probably using you and your neighbors, and what they're really looking at is what it is surveillance. At the end of the day, the dirty word is surveillance. I'll be honest, when we got disconnected right now with just the iPad, I actually thought it's like something's happening, because I'm talking about some stuff and I'm supposed to talk about it.
But I thought iCloud was encrypted.
It's not. But I don't know what FaceTime is. Is FaceTime part of iCloud? I don't know. But the thing is, I know for – I can tell you unequivocally, I know for a fact I am tracked given my work. I know that everything that I say and do is monitored, and I accept it because
– But you use iCloud.
It's not about iCloud. There's so many layers.
I know.
I'm
repeating it on the record, because I know we've had off the record conversations about this kind of thing, which is why I don't have major concerns about Google Photos, because
what they'll look for you is you're just a piece of data that tells an overall picture for surveillance, and if it comes to you individually, if somebody targeted you specifically, then they're looking at your address, they're looking at your public records, they're looking at very specific things.
Sure.
And it's also at that point when it becomes that malicious, like they have something very specific in mind that is going to target you. It's the headache of it all that really becomes at that point. But we're going worst case scenario, which is probably not ever going to happen. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to have people, like, imagine you have a text message or a DM that you didn't want somebody to see that can be incriminating later. What if, you know, I not you specifically, I'm just saying out loud, imagine somebody's talking to somebody they shouldn't be talking to.
I'm trying to think of one.
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Just imagine, and it's this scenario, you are in a relationship or you're married or whatever, and you were at one point before, say, even marriage, that early in a relationship you were talking to somebody else at the same time. And that's just something you don't want your wife to know specifically. And if somebody went in and was able to pull that record and just start problems and then reach out to your wife and say, hey, did you know that once upon a time your husband – then it's just – it's a problem. It's a conversation that you're going to have. And just the fact that somebody is...
This is a hypothetical for the record. My wife knows everything, by the way.
I'm just saying, just imagine.
I know.
Just imagine. You know?
Like, I just mean...
People go out of their way to have like fake accounts or fake secret phones and stuff like that. And just the point that like if at once upon a time you're doing something you probably shouldn't. And I just use relationships because that's the most universal one, that people being unfaithful is just... what it is, and that's it's unfortunate truth that's life. Imagine you said something you rather you don't want a colleague or somebody who works in your industry to hear what you have said about them, just for the sake that's like, well, that conversation wasn't meant for you to be had, and yeah, all that. Not at no point does everyone's like, oh, I don't care, I'll say it all on the record. You have a certain mask, so to say, that you put on for the audience that you're talking to at all times. And sometimes that's not meant to be heard with somebody else. If people wanted to pry hard about my religious beliefs or my political beliefs, you'll find that stuff. But sometimes it's like, I'd rather not entertain that and put it out there. But so all that to say that you have filters. Everybody has a filter about what you say. We choose not to, be provocative or say inappropriate bad words on the show because we care about the audience and being friendly in that sense. So there's an audience for all that stuff. And the point of somebody breaking into your things is to manipulate or to distort that filter as much as possible. And it can affect you individually or a group of people. But at that point, it's about causing chaos, much like the hacking and meddling of elections and blah, blah, and all that. Yeah. Same thing. It's all the same conversation at the end of the day. Just on what scale do you want to talk about? It's about distortion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why I understand the risks of Google Photos being less secure and less private, and basically consider it as – I wouldn't back things up there that I wouldn't want tweeted.
Sure.
And that's what the bulk of it is, because I don't have a bunch of, I don't know what you want to call it, incriminating screenshots.
The best way to avoid incriminating information leaking is by not creating it in the first place.
True.
Well, that too, but sure. I also mean like the incriminating screenshots are not what's taking up 2 terabytes of space. The Absolutely. 2 terabytes of space are the videos of my trip to the Philippines or the trip to Spokane or the trip to this place and this place and all these pictures and videos I took of, my original short films I developed back in 2010. And I like being able – that were shot at 1080p. And I like being able to back all those up and relive them on occasion, which is really what I think people enjoy about documenting memories, is that you can go back and watch and you can go back and see stuff. And that's what I appreciate about Google Photos, is that there you don't have to worry about how much is it or how much storage am I going to use. And obviously, no, if you have some type of private personal photos or videos of any kind or screenshots, I totally get it. Don't back that up on a less secure platform. But I would also say be skeptical of any cloud service.
Yeah.
And go more the local route if you have that type of stuff. But
if you want
for me,
to be
it was
more,
like
more secure about moving information, whether it's data on a text or a photo or whatever. Get off of the internet on your local
Internet of any kind.
And like get on your computer, but disconnect from everything and have a completely standalone. It's what we call them, like standalone networks, because it's not talking to the network. Have a standalone device that's not on network, and you use that to transfer the data if you really need to move something that's high sensitivity. Imagine these people who are like they use Robinhood, like myself, but I'm not in this caliber. But you have people who have about $1 million+ in there, and Robinhood's been recently targeted about people not using two-factor authentication, and so people's money's is disappearing, even though it's insured. You're going through about a week process of trying to get in contact with this team about getting all sorts, and it's still very stressful and anxiety induced the whole time. So imagine you want to move information that like you have a very specific encryption key and you want to move it from one thing to another, get off the network, and then you would move it. Mm-hmm. Whenever you think you're going above and beyond about your own personal security, you're not. That's the rule of thumb. You're always going to go above and beyond, and you'll still be behind. But that's just the risk. For me, using Google Photos, I never used it, but any Google services, I just feel very – I just feel used and like dirty that I get
– You feel like a product?
Ads, I get ads in my Google inbox, and it's just like, okay, it's free, but I don't get ads in my iCloud. And if I did get my ads – on iCloud as a whole, it's
I get News Plus and TV Plus ads. That's what I get.
It's News Plus, TV Plus, and whatever the next, like, hey, try Apple One or whatever the case may be at that point. And that's different as opposed to getting a very targeted ad because you know that I used Dollar Shave Club once. Now you're trying to say, hey, try Harry's. And I've had that. I'm like, I don't care. And I just feel – I feel
like every generation cares less about their digital privacy.
That's because every generation going forward is more aware. This was mind-blowing not even 10 years ago, all this information that's been out there. Edward Snowden got labeled a someone of treason to the national security for saying the truth about this exact same subject. And it's been nothing over time, but it just his statement has aged so well and shown that he hasn't compromised any national security and that – you know, surveillance, whether it's on a private commercial sector or the government sector, it's all surveillance and stuff like that. And now we just have the information. At the end of the day, I'm all for transparency. Hey, Drew, you're going to use Google Photos. Here's what you might have to, you know, compromise with it. You accept that? All right, fine. As long as you have the information, you know what you're working with is something that it makes night and day difference. And I think the new generation is just they're more understood. Think about the boomers, okay? Think about the who don't understand Facebook and they just share a headline and they say, oh, this is the news. And they don't understand it's from The Onion. And all of a sudden, it's a different of generations.
Yeah, I think and it's going to continue to be more present and expected as new generations come into tech and I respect Apple's attempt at trying to secure privacy, but I honestly kind of see it as somewhat of a lost cause. Like I think it's somewhat of a downhill. Like it's not going to get better over time. Honestly, if you just ask me, do I think we'll have more digital privacy and security in 2050 or less? I'm guessing less.
Well, very much less.
I would assume that either new technologies or new cyber securities go into effect or more cyber attacks are into effect where, you know, the iCloud's using Google servers and whoever encrypts it on their end or not, I mean, it's just everything's hackable to a certain extent. It's just how hard is it to break into? And there's going to be people on both sides trying to improve it. But that's why I just appreciate a free unlimited service. That's all where it stems from.
Nothing's free, Drew.
free to my bank account. Free to my bank account.
So
doesn't charge me there.
Before we close here, I wanted to mention that I did just run a speed test.
Get 5G when you were?
I do get 5G. It's whatever the. It's bad.
it's bad.
It's very bad. So LTE, straight up Ookla speed test, LTE, full bars of LTE. Okay. I got 167 megabits per second down and 134.5 megabits a second up. So
that's really good.
Over 150 down and over 100 up.
Mm-hmm.
5G, five bars of 5G, I get 134 megabytes down. And 19 megabits up.
Wait, so is it worse in both directions?
It's worse on both.
Oh my god. You gotta be kidding me. This keeps happening.
I hate
Sam's
5G.
Not the only one.
I hate 5G. This is stupid. It's so stupid.
Oh my god. Someone was just complaining. It was like, doesn't mean anything because I did a test and 5G was faster. It's like,
Good for you. Enjoy your cancer.
My iPhone 6, my iPhone 6 wasn't bent, so Ben Gates not a problem.
This is also
ba-ba.
True.
Your iPhone. That's how it works, bent. Right?
Nick.
No, it isn't. Sarcasm, yeah. For the record.
Have you gone to the wallpapers and watched the live photos?
No, I have not.
Ooh.
Let me do that here because Drew still hasn't received his 12.
Rub it in. Why don't you?
Sorry, let me rub it in with an iPhone.
You're not missing anything. It's the exact same animation for all colors, and it is a very boring.
Ooh.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That looks boring. Cool. Yeah.
That's
yeah, okay. All right. They still look like aliens, especially the gold.
They're definitely aliens.
These still look like aliens. Come on. It looks like.
It's my new wallpaper.
What was the.
There you go.
What was the Indiana Jones where, like, the Nazi lady, probably can't say that on YouTube, the bad lady of the whole movie was, like, getting all the data into her brain and her brain exploded. It looks like those aliens, right? Like
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Sure. That. I'm not
Kate
super
Winslet.
Into that.
The worst
like,
one out
these
of
look
all
like
them.
Those aliens! What the
I know
heck?
What you mean. I watched that recently, actually.
You know, I'm trying to make it stand on its own, and there we go.
and I just did.
There was a rocking. Ooh, that
there is
not,
a little bit of wobble.
Oh no, it's too top heavy in my opinion. I don't think it's good. Okay,
I'm guessing it's not made for that. Similar to the iPad Pro, you know, you can breathe and it will fall over. But
you can also breathe in, and the iPad Pro will bend.
I did breathe and it fell over. All right, well.
It's that easy. All righty. Well, sorry for the technical difficulties this week, folks. Yes. Hopefully, iCloud can be a bit more reliable next week. Or we'll have to try Zoom. Very secure, right? All right. Have a great week, everyone. I'll have an iPhone next time. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye.